Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. After an amicable 2011, tensions have again reached the boiling point for Sudan and South Sudan. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says Sudan has declared war on South Sudan after the South captured the oil town of Heglig. DeYoung says this war is different than the 20-plus years of civil war.
It would be an international conflict, and already military leaders in neighboring Uganda have said that they would back South Sudan. Other neighboring countries such as Kenya and Ethiopia might also be sympathetic to the plight of the South Sudan people.
Words of Hope broadcast into Sudan and Dinka, Nuer, and Bari. Next, Afghanistan is reeling from a spat of insurgent attacks against Western targets. Many want out of the terror. They're searching for escape. They're also searching for truth. Growing numbers are finding hope and encouragement in the gospel programming aired on Sat7 Pars. It's the Farsi arm of Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. It seems a virtual church is emerging. They're hoping to expand soon. And Baptist Haiti Mission recently made a Bible curriculum to better share the gospel in 350 schools. Baptist Haiti's Ron Sparks says it'll reach more than kids.
Certainly the first line is getting the children to understand the gospel. And they'll be able to do that very clearly through very colorful pictures and interesting stories taken right from the Bible. And then as they share those or even leaf through the picture booklets with their parents also will get some exposure to the gospel.
You can help Baptist Haiti print more copies to expand. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is providing you a proverbial wake-up call spiritually with a brand new CD from Charles Billingsley called Never Forsaken. I'll send you a copy with your fiscal year-end gift. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.